You're listening to the Hour of the Time.
I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Pooh.
Tonight's a very special program, folks.
I lost it.
That's okay, honey. Pick up another one. Pooh's directing our show tonight, folks. So she's liable to be issuing some orders around here. And we have our first live radio audience here in our new research center in St. John's, Arizona. On the line from Phoenix, we have someone whom I'm very happy to introduce, not only as a business acquaintance, but as a dear friend. Craig Smith and Swiss America Trading have been with the Hour of the Time for, gosh, it's been just about 1 year tonight, and I've asked him to come on and spend about 15 minutes of the first quarter of the show with us tonight, because this is a very special night for all of us. Welcome to the Hour of the Time, Craig.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's a great pleasure to be with you, and we are just excited about your new facility up in St. John. It's got to be great to have a studio and a live audience there. I wish I was there with you. I can feel the excitement.
Well, it's a lot of fun. We've had pizza, and there's potato chips everywhere, and Coke, and coffee, and just about everybody's in the audience. Ferris is here. Tim's here. There's a wayward leftover Marine out there. We've even got a worm in the audience.
Sounds like you have all the bases covered then.
All here. And Annie is right up front in the chair of honor. And Carolyn is here. It's a huge facility. And we're going to have television studios, of course, the radio studio. You're all listening to it. It's up and operating. We're going to start building bookshelves this week and unpack the library and fill the shelves and open the doors to the public.
Well, that's terrific, Bill. And I hope that soon I get the opportunity to run up there and actually take a look at the facility. It's not all that far away, and I'll make the trip as soon as schedules permit.
Well, you know, you're always welcome, Craig, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for sticking with us through all the hardships and difficulties, and you've never wavered, not even once, and you certainly have my heartfelt gratitude.
Well, Bill, we sure do appreciate the work that you're doing. I think about the hours that we've discussed during the daytime and times other than your program, talking about what your vision is and what your goal is and what you're attempting to do across the United States and the world to wake people up what's really happening. I mean, I think about what I read in the newspaper the other day. I mean, even the regular media is carrying it now, how Syrians are counterfeiting $100 bills, best counterfeit $100 bills we've ever seen, how the money system, the government system, everything is starting, their little pieces are all starting to fall into the place to the way they want it. And you're one of the very few people that go out there and call it like it is without any concern of what personally could happen to you or the program. And I think that's probably the one thing that people respect about your broadcast, Bill, is that you don't compromise. You tell it like you see it, and we appreciate that. And we've been really blessed to have a lot of your listeners call us and use our services, get the various newsletters that we publish, and we really feel a part of what you're doing. I kind of wish I could have rearranged my schedule tonight. Matter of fact, I know I wish I could have now to be there with you, because I know this is a very historic and probably a very emotional night for you, because you've been through a lot to get where you guys are. I think about the sacrifice that you and Annie have made personally, things that you could have bought food but you didn't because you wanted to continue to see the Hour of the Time move forward. And so I'm sitting here at my home excited for you and grateful to God for what he's doing in your lives. And we're just very, very honored to be a part of that, Bill.
Well, thank you, Craig. While you're on the line, why don't you tell us what's happening with the precious metals market?
Well, I think recently everybody's become a little bit impatient and a little bit disappointed with the gold market. We hit a high of about $403, a little bit less than that, $402.90. And we saw the gold market backtrack all the way in to where it closed today at $373.70. The trading ranges have been very short. Gold was up about $2.80 today, but the trading ranges have been $4 and $5 ranges. I'm completely convinced now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there's been great manipulation going on in the gold market because we have a tremendous shortfall in production, increased demand because of the recoveries that we're experiencing, the minor recoveries we're experiencing around the world. And I don't know when, but I would imagine it's going to be soon that there's going to be an introduction of the new money to try and thwart alleged counterfeiting that's going on. And at that time, you'll probably see gold move back into the 425, 450 area. I used to think for years, Bill, as I followed the whole idea of rainbow money and the changeover of a currency, that as time went on, I started getting really, I guess I should say, disappointed that it hadn't occurred, because it appeared it was there to be done with the big printing presses in Dallas and so on and so forth. Yet now I have seen more activity in the last 30 days over the changeover of the money system than I've seen in a long time, and I'm thoroughly convinced that the United States of America, as we know it today, will no longer use 1, 5, 10, 20, 100, 50, and $100 bills. We're going to go to a rainbow currency. It's going to be a traceable currency, and that concerns me because it is once again digging into the freedoms that many men and women have lost their lives for. Millions of gallons of blood were shed for in this great nation of ours. And you and I have talked about it. I can't remember how many hours that we spent talking about how I get so frustrated because we're really losing this nation, and it's a tragedy. But yet I know that every time I talk to you, I get hope eternal inside my heart, because you said, Craig, if people prepare financially, prepare spiritually, prepare physically to go through this battle, that we can bring this nation back around full circle. But the gold market's been a little quiet. On the other hand, the coin market has done remarkably well. All collectibles are starting to increase. We've seen a pickup in art, jewelry, a lot of different things. And I think now you'll probably see the rare coin or the numismatic market start to go through the next up phase of a cycle. And it would take me way too long to describe it. We've got several reports that talk about it, but we've had several down cycles in this market, corrective cycles in nature. And now it appears that the next up leg or up cycle started somewhere around September of last year, and we've seen great follow through so far. So we're very optimistic about what's happening. I will say this, though. The pullback in gold has given people the opportunity once again to purchase gold at lower prices. And I don't know how many more opportunities we're going to get like this, Bill. So we've increased our house position in $20 gold piece. Melissa, my wife, and myself have increased our position personally. I don't think it's very long before this money system is going to come apart at the seams. I think the debt, everything we see going on in the bond market right now, and the stock has become a very, very jealous and selfish market. If any pressure is put on it, it immediately drops, or any good news, it immediately runs. I think people are very, very concerned and scared of that volatility, and unless you know what you're doing, you can really get hurt in the stock market. So we're very positive about what we see happening. I think that right now, for the first time in a long time, we see the American people, most importantly, starting to respond to getting themselves prepared. So we're guardedly optimistic about performance, but most importantly, we're excited about people getting involved.
Wonderful. In any case, we know that a terrible spate of inflation is looming before us. As Alan Greenspan said to the banking committee last fall, and we let the world know that it was coming, and since the 1st of January, they've raised the interest rates three times, each time with the excuse that it's to head off the coming rampant inflation.
That's correct. And I sent you up some information about the adjusted monetary base. And if you look at that, we're increasing money supply at approximately 10 times faster rates than we were in 1979 and 80, which ultimately culminated in the blow-off of inflation at rates at 16% in America, interest rates at 22%, and, of course, gold at $850. I don't know how long they can continue to increase that monetary base, increase debt while not bringing the equivalent amount of growth in goods and services now. I mean, we have more money in the money system now than we have goods and services. We have more paper than goods and services. So I see it as an inverted pyramid. If you can imagine a pyramid that was built on its tip and widens as it goes higher, that's really what the U.S. economy is right now. And I think that's why you've seen Europe react the way they've reacted to it. They're not too quick to jump into these markets with both feet for fear that they're going to get caught when that fulcrum starts to shift to one side or the other. So we think that it's only a matter of time now before inflation comes. And the sad part about it is they've been pulling back. If you can imagine inflation as a rock in a slingshot, and the slingshot being the economy through the Fed's manipulation, they continually draw it back and back and back and back. Well, the more they repress inflation like they've been doing so, it's like drawing that rock back in the slingshot. The further you draw it back, the faster and farther it's going to go once you release it. That's when you have hyperinflationary scenarios. So we believe that this repression of inflation is going to cause inflation rates to run somewhere, probably around 12-13% by 1995.
That's kind of a dismal future.
Well, but you know, Bill, it's not if people are prepared, because you got to remember something. In inflationary periods, great wealth is accumulated. If you look in 1979 and 1980, when we had terrible inflation in our economy, there were people that made literal fortunes in various markets, land, gold and silver, commodities like cattle, like Mrs. Clinton was involved in, cattle, cotton, all of your commodities do really well in hyperinflation. So if people have real material, if they don't have paper, if they don't have promises to pay, if they don't have IOU nothings, then they're going to do well. If they have gold and silver and tangible assets, real estate, commodities, all those will do very well in those times of inflation. So there are ways to prosper from inflation. It's just a question of whether you're positioned properly to do so or not.
Well, smart people are the ones who prepare and take advantage of those situations. Unfortunately, most of the average Americans and probably most of the people listening to our broadcast tonight are afraid, and they never take a chance, they never take a risk, they never get out there and do anything until it's too late, and they catch it on the top of the swing, and then they suffer when it begins to drop back down.
Oh, you're so right. You know, you refer to people a lot of times as sheeple, and you're so right about that, and it holds true in the economic markets. If you look at, say, the run-up in the stock market, or you look at the run-up in the gold, or any time you had a run-up in market real estate, you'll find that people jump on the bandwagon once everybody's on the bandwagon. Well, really sophisticated investors don't jump on the bandwagon when everybody else is. They jump off the bandwagon because they were on it way before anybody else. When, you know, Bernard Baruch once said, if I could buy within 10% of the bottom and sell within 10% of the top, I'd be happy. Unfortunately, most Americans follow the pack. If everybody's going into the stock market, they go into the stock market. If everybody's going into gold, they go into gold. And we just did a series of commercials on television that showed people that your ship will come in, but if you don't recognize your ship before the masses do, then you're going to be on a ship that has very low performance. And one day your ship will come in. It's just a question of whether you got on it or not. And unfortunately, the American people, and you know this, Bill,
Tim decided to fly.
Yeah, well, they believe what they read in the newspaper. They believe what they read in Time magazine. Yes, programs like you stimulate, or like yours stimulate people to think, but then they go back and read the idiotic newspapers and say, well, everything's okay. The economy's growing. Housing starts are up. Mr. Clinton, we don't like him as a president, but he's doing a fine job in the economy. That's not the truth. He's ruining this economy.
Oh, boy, is he ever.
And we're sitting back while Nero fiddles, Rome is burning. And we don't realize that while Clinton and Mrs. Clinton are in the White House, there are things that are happening not just socially but economically that can be catastrophic for the future of this nation. And I hope that people see enough parallels drawn between Carter and Clinton that they will prepare. Might I remind you, the last time we had a Southern Democrat in the White House, we saw gold go from $275 to $850. We saw interest rates go to 22%. Our nation was held hostage by Iran. You remember the Iran hostage situation. And we had some terrible things. Don't put it past this wild man in the White House from doing the same thing.
Absolutely. And do you remember that Carter had that silly little grin on his face, too?
Right.
They know something we don't know.
And, you know, you got to remember, I mean, look at what Mr. Clinton's done. It's so looks very much like what Mr. Kennedy did. When John Kennedy took office, the first thing he did was attack big business. He went after the steel companies, and it threw us into a recession. What has Mr. Clinton done? The very first thing he did when he came into office is his wife Hillary attacked the pharmaceuticals and the health care providers. And that's caused a tremendous shakeup in that whole area of stock. this man, although he has an agenda that is clearly to move America towards socialism, is being ignored for what he economically is doing to this nation. It's devastating, and it can be protected against. I don't think anybody's going to stop him, but you can protect. And if you look at what the central banks are doing, that's what you should be doing. They're buying gold right now to protect their assets. Alan Greenspan said before Congress, and I quote him, if you want to know where interest rates are going, watch the price of gold. I have a report that I just put together that has quotes from Alan Greenspan in it, where he talks about inflation is an insidious process, that the only thing that can stop that process is gold. This is the head of the Federal Reserve who's saying this. They recognize that the only thing that can stop what they're doing is if the American people were to own gold. Gold is mentioned in the Bible 383 times. It's a sign of purity. It's a sign of wisdom. It's a sign of stability. It's a sign of strength. It's what made our nation all of those things while we were still on the gold standard. The day we came off the gold standard in technically 1933, and of course in reality when Nixon closed the gold window in the early 70s, we have lost all those characteristics. We're not stable anymore. We're not pure anymore. We're not strong anymore. We're not knowledgeable anymore. And if we were to go back to the gold standard, we'd see a lot of those characteristics come back to at least our economic structure, which ultimately would affect our social structure. So I hope your listeners take it upon themselves to start to do that, whether they use our firm or another firm. We believe that you should purchase gold. Now, of course, we'd love you to use our firm, but and there's been a lot of talk about all the different people who have been on shortwave. We're not going to get into that battle. We've been here 13 years. We're a reliable company. We're not the cheapest in the country, but we support the Patriot movement. We care about people getting prepared for the future. And you know, if you're going out to buy a car or buy groceries, you look for the cheapest. When you're going out to buy something that represents your hard-earned money and your future life savings, you look to get the best possible trade that you can make without worrying about the cheapest price. Yes, you should get something that's competitive. But I wrote a recent newsletter talking about value, and I talked about my 13 years experience. Actually, I've had 18 years, but 13 years as Swiss America, talking about all the companies that I've seen that have come and gone over the years, and they based everything that they did on price. And thousands of people, unfortunately, suffered and learned a very difficult lesson. We've been there. We're going to be there in the future. We're going to continue to support the message like you have, Bill. And all we'd like to do is have an opportunity to compare us with anybody else. And I think if you do an apples to apples, oranges to oranges comparison, you're going to find out that Swiss America has been here for 13 years because we service our clients properly. We give them true value for what they buy. We just don't sell anything. We sell products that we know will withstand the test of time. And that's so critical, Bill. It really is.
Well, I want to thank you for your insights and for standing behind the hour of the time for all of this, these months. It's been a year now, and it's sort of our anniversary. I want to thank you for all of that and for your insights that you've shared with us tonight, Craig. And for all of you listening, I want you to call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Mention my name, and you'll get all the written material that you're entitled to as a listener to the hour of the time. And while you're at it, thank the good people at Swiss America Trading for bringing you the hour of the time. Well, we've got a lot of special things to get into here now. Craig, thanks a lot for being our special guest for the first part of the show. And, of course, we'll be talking again privately in the near future.
Thank you, sir. And give Pooh and Annie a hug for me.
Oh, Pooh's right here.
Okay, bye, Pooh.
Bye.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Craig.
See ya.
Okay, Pooh, you remember Ferris? Remember when we went down to Ferris's garage? You remember that? Well, you know, I was down there earlier today, and what happened? At the auto clinic, Root Beer Emporium and Horseshoe Pit, Ferris and I went by Lake Lyman, and we noticed there's all these rich Easterners, people out there with these big boats and all that money. So Ferris and I were sitting around in the garage, having a root beer, throwing some horseshoes, and I was trying to talk Ferris into me and him becoming pirates down at Lake Lyman. Maybe, just maybe, We could pull off the big one. And, you know, I just about had him convinced. And John Gill walked in, and this is about the way the conversation went from that point on. And that's about how it goes around here in St. John's, Arizona, down at Ferris's Auto Clinic, Root Beer Emporium, and Horseshoe Pit. I don't know whether we're going to become pirates or not, but in the meantime, Carolyn is here with me now, and I want to read this letter that I got yesterday, I believe it was, because it made me feel good. So, dear Mr. Cooper, I must have a copy of Vultures in Eagle's Clothing. A money order for $40 is enclosed. And all of you that ordered Vultures in Eagle's Clothing for $40, you got a deal, because this really should be $43, including shipping and handling. And from this moment on, it is $43. Anybody that sends less than that will have to hold on to it until we get the shipping and handling, because there's very small margin. You see, everybody who gets involved in Vultures in Eagle's Clothing makes money. But anyway, let me continue with this letter here. It says, "You are my ideal of a true patriot and a courageous and brilliant man. I appreciate your taking on the enemy, facing him, exposing the lies and deception, and being a role model for the rest of us. I know that the sheeple out here test your patience." Boy, do they ever. "Thank you for not giving up on us. I am willing to do anything that I can for the cause of liberty, for my grandchildren and all the others, but I need help in knowing just what to do. You're telling specific things to do. Help me. I am learning and becoming more proficient and hopefully more fearless. I pray that God may be with you in all your efforts that are in harmony with His will. God bless you and your family. Sincerely, Gail from Longview, Texas." Gail, I want to thank you for that letter, because we've really been up against the wall around here, and just at a time when I wasn't feeling too good, that picked me up. Now, I want to talk about vultures and eagles' clothing just a little bit, folks, because you need to know more about it. It is an unbelievable opportunity. People call me all the time and say, "Bill, you've gotten out of the system, but you don't teach us how to do it." The reason I don't, folks, is because that's not my specialty. I did it for myself. I know all of this stuff, but my mission is a different one. I'm a messenger, and I'm trying to wake people up and prepare people for what's coming. You're going to have to take care of getting yourself out of the system, getting yourself right with God, making sure that that you know the real, true law. And so this book, there's only two books that I recommend for you to do this with, to help you with. And that's Vultures in Eagles Clothing. The other one is Goodbye April 15th. Both of them we are now carrying. Goodbye April 15th is $43 postpaid. $43 postpaid if you'd like to order it. Vultures in Eagles Clothing is also $43 postpaid if you'd like to order it. The difference between the two books is Vultures in Eagles Clothing, once you purchase the book, you have also purchased the right to sell it. And every time you sell it, you make $10. And every time the person you sell it to sells it, you make another $10. So this is a way to spread the word. It's a way to help set people free. It's a way to set yourself free. And it's a way to make some money at the same time, something that everybody's looking for. The first question anybody ever asked me as I travel around this country is, how can I protect my assets? So I know what your number one priority is, so we're now giving you something that can help you fill that number one priority. Now, some of the myths. Number one, your rights come from government, and that's false, folks. Your rights come from God. The only purpose of government is to protect your rights. That's it. No government can ever survive without the support of the people. Myth number two, it is unpatriotic to not pay taxes. They would love for you to believe that. You see, the protesting of oppressively high taxes can never, ever be unpatriotic. Remember, our founding fathers risked imprisonment and death when they refused to pay King George's tyrannical taxes. Remember, there's a difference between an illegal tax protester and an illegal tax protester. Pay all the taxes that you are constitutionally required to pay and be a legal non-taxpayer. It's very easy to do. You see, they've conned you. You really don't have to file, and you really don't have to pay under the real law if you are a sovereign citizen of your state. Myth number three, if we didn't pay income taxes, we wouldn't have an army, roads, or bridges. 100% of federal income taxes collected by the Internal Revenue Service are deposited directly into the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank in payment of obligation of the United States, bypassing the United States Treasury. Income taxes do not fund the building of roads and bridges. That's done on the state and local level. The military is funded by tariffs and excise taxes, folks. Your income tax goes offshore to a foreign power. Myth number four, tax avoiders get a free ride and make the rest of us pay more. That's also false. If you're paying more taxes, it's because you're letting the government take more taxes. Who's in control around here anyway? You or the government? Go.
Is this on, Bill? Can you hear me out there, everyone? Hello. I just wanted to share with you that I met at the printer in the last town where I was living before I met our printer here in St. John's, I met a woman who was talking to me about detaxing and saying that she knows 50 other people in this area that are working on it and are going to go through with it. So this was really exciting.
Thank you. We're going to take a break, folks. I got to turn the tape over.
Sometimes you feel like a mess. Sometimes.
Of course, nobody in here fits that bill. Myth number 5. America was founded as a democracy. What the majority says goes. Wrong, folks. This nation was founded as a republic. Democracy is a code word for socialism. Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution and all state constitutions guarantee us a republican form of government. Republic, not a democratic form. In a republic, you have self-rule. In a democracy, you have majority rule or mob rule. Democracies always deteriorate into socialism, and socialism always results in a dictatorship. People get killed. They end up in labor camps. Myth number 6, we elect our rulers who have taxing and regulating powers. And that also is false. We do not elect people to rule us. We elect people to properly run the government the same way stockholders elect people to run their corporation. That job does not include controlling every aspect of our lives and taxing us into poverty. Remember when King George tried that, our forefathers became traitors against the crown and established this nation. And of course, the winner in any war can never be called a traitor. Myth number 7, you are selfish if you do not pay your fair share of taxes. So, who gets to decide what is fair? If the government tries to enforce fairness, you'll be living under communism. Then everything will be fair. Everything will be equal. You can pretend to work, and they'll pretend to pay you, and everybody will be drunk as a skunk on vodka, just like they were in the Soviet Union, because they were so happy with everything. It's not selfish, folks, to want to keep what you worked for. After all, you earned it. Just ask these people who worked hundreds of hours to put together the catalog that we've recently offered. And by the way, they've been shipping them out by the hundreds, and a lot of people called today and said that they received theirs in the mail. So if you ordered your catalog, you'll be getting it very quickly. It's selfish for others to insist that you pay more taxes just because they think you should. If they want to pay more, then they can. It's voluntary. There's nothing stopping them. But no, they want the government to make you pay more. Now, who is selfish here, folks? Myth number 8. If this was all true, everybody would know about it. Not necessarily. Most people don't know anything except what they're told. They believe blindly all their life what somebody else tells them. And usually whoever's telling them has an agenda. Few people actually do any research on any subject. Most people believe they're required by law to file a return and pay income taxes because that's what they've been told. But most people never bother to check and see if they really have to. That's because most people get their information from the television, the great brainwashing, the eye of Big Brother that's in your living room. The news media and the IRS disseminate false information to fool you. Also, the IRS uses Gestapo-like tactics to terrorize people into filing and paying because of fear, mass media programming, and a lack of effort to verify facts. Most people file and pay taxes year after year after year after year. Up to 30% of their income disappears into someone else's pocket when they don't even have to do it at all if they just understood the real law. Now, I know most of you have already done it, but it's not too late to start preparing yourself for next year. Vultures in Eagles Clothing proves that according to rulings of the Supreme Court of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, that have never been overturned, If you are a sovereign citizen living and working within one of the states of the Union, freely exercising your unalienable right to acquire property, including compensation for your labor, by lawfully contracting your labor, your income is not taxable. If the citizens of Washington, D.C., the United States citizens, don't have to pay your state's income tax, then why do you, a sovereign citizen of your state, have to pay theirs? Because that's whose tax it really is. Vultures and Eagles Clothing proves that there are two classes of citizens. There are U.S. citizens, or citizens of Washington, D.C. and other federal territories, who are subjects of the federal government, and there are sovereign state citizens living within the states of the Union who are not subject to the federal government. Vultures and Eagles Clothing shows you how millions of Americans unwittingly volunteered into the system, and will show you how to volunteer out permanently, ladies and gentlemen, permanently. Vultures and Eagles Clothing contains literally hundreds and hundreds of court cases and Supreme Court rulings and decisions. You will have a battery of information, weapons at your fingertips. You don't have to give up a full third of your paycheck anymore. You don't have to struggle to make ends meet anymore while your elected representatives live lives of luxury. Did you know that in most instances it's illegal for an employer to withhold taxes from your paycheck? You don't have to struggle, folks. You can put a stop to the greatest crime ever perpetrated in history, the outright theft of your property by a fraudulent, privately owned, criminal, counterfeit central bank, Federal Reserve, its collection agency, the IRS, and a tyrannical, de facto criminal, unconstitutional government. Order your copy of Vultures and Eagles Clothing today. $43 postpaid. Permanently stop paying income tax. Permanently stop employers from withholding payroll taxes. Stop all IRS wage garnishes and property seizures. Increase your standard of living. Earn extra money part-time by distributing the book to others. It's over 220 pages, 8.5 by 11 size, and jam-packed with information. It's your life. Yours, folks. Yours to live. Get smart. Stop believing what you hear. There's a big difference between believing and knowing. Most of you believe almost everything you know. You don't know anything. Do you want to be plundered? You make the decision. But in any case, if you'd like to start the process, send us $43, and we'll send you Vultures and Eagles Clothing. All of those people who have ordered it already, the book has been printed. It's ready to go. You should all be receiving your book sometime next week. Also, in celebration of our opening of our research center and our studios tonight, we're very happy about this. It's been a dream of mine for many years to be able to do this. I want to thank all the people here who have helped make that possible. John and Rosalie and Tim and Katie and Jim and Doreen and Dan and Ferris and Kathleen and everybody that has helped us to be able to do this. Trapper Dan, I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. I know you have Annie's thanks and Pooh's thanks. We love you all. We're going to open up again the family unit, 1 year supply for a family of four or 2 years. For two, remember it's adults, 1 year supply for a family of four adults or 2 years for two adults. And the retail price is $2,768. Remember, this is dehydrated food, nitrogen packed in enamel cans, and contains 37 cases consisting of number 10 cans and some 2.5 cans and a sprouting unit. The water that you should store to reconstitute this is 545 gallons. And remember, the retail price is $2,768 for all of our listeners, folks. $2,268. That's $500 right off the top, just like our original offer. We're doing that in celebration of opening these studios and our new research center. and for CADGI members, $2,168. That's $600 right off the top. The seeds are still open. People love those seeds. They're still buying them. $48 for listeners, $40 for CADGI members. Remember, Vultures and Eagles Clothing, $43. Goodbye April 15th, $43. And Tim and John, why don't you come up here and tell the people about your catalog? Come on up. Come on, John.
Yep, we want to hear it.
Rosalie? One of you two, get on up here. Come on, Tim. I want you to hear it from the horse's mouth. Well, there's one Marine won't be running up on the beach. He's down in the head, seasick. Got his head in the bowl. Rosalie, you want to come up and talk for that Marine? She doesn't want to come either. Okay. Tim, why don't you tell everybody about the catalog here? I know they want to know more than what I've told them.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a 86-page catalog that we've put together. It's taken quite a bit of work, approximately 347 hours of a lot of work and a lot of cutouts to put together. And we have a lot of good equipment in here. I don't believe in putting any junk out on the market. What we have is a lot of new and excellent used surplus items, clothing, and field gear. We have boots by Altima. They're a very good combat style boot. And the field equipment that we have is both new and used. And we have packs already put together. If you so desire, if you don't know what you're looking for in the way of a backpack or a 72-hour kit, we have these things made up for you. Also, we have individual first aid kits put together, if you so desire. And we have a...
We're having a real hoot here, folks.
We have a large three-packet...
Except for that chicken plucker out there.
We have a three-packet medical kit also. That has most everything that you'll need in the kit, large and small bandages, gauze pads, cotton balls, swabs, bacterial ointment, eyewash, ice packs, scissors, elastic bandages, butterfly closures. Everything is complete in these kits that we do make up for people that don't know how to put things together on their own. And if you want to call for advice, please feel free to call, and we'll be glad to help you. And we'll be glad to help you any way we can. You can call 602-337-2975. That's 602-337-2975. And
isn't there an 800 number that they can call for orders?
Yes.
They'll even take credit cards, folks. You know, I'll never do that, but they will.
And on the 602 line, I'll be glad to help you. And also for phone orders, we have a 1-800-788-3320. Or remember, 1-800-STUFF20.
Tuesday Dex, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a
whiz. Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Do the baby elbow pack when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Bump the dirt right down the drain.
By gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
You know, some of you may have recognized that it was Bing Crosby during his commercial days. And now back to Tim.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever have an opportunity to come to St. John's and visit this center and meet Mr. Cooper, I guarantee you, you're in one experience, because the longest I've known him now is several months, and there isn't a day gone by that I don't get a chuckle out of this man. I mean, you never know when the unexpected is going to hit you, I guarantee you. So furthermore, in the catalog, I've selected a series of knives that we call in the cutting gear catalog in that section, and accessory gear, and then we go into map gear, and we have some office supplies in there, courtesy of John and Rosalie, and also have solar. John's researched the solar gear from small panels and battery chargers to large systems that you could put on RVs or run your own home on.
In fact, you can take your home and your family off the power grid with what you can purchase in this catalog, and I was amazed at how reasonable the prices are.
That's true. He also has lanterns in here under power gear. He has items for the for radios to get the shortwave radios, different other types that he has available. Bill has the food storage in the catalog, also a selection of the tapes, the Lexor tape, Kennedy tape. We have a list of all the tapes of the hour of the time in the past years that will be available. We have handheld scanners also. We have just any type of radio gear that you can think of, we have it.
Ham radios, shortwave radios, the whole works.
So the catalog is pretty complete, and if you have any questions, just feel free to call, and we'll be glad to help you. This is the name of the game, is trying to help each other for what's to come. And this is what we're trying to do, and we just hope we can help quite a few people out.
By the way, everybody who's a CADU member, if you're a CADU member, you get 10% off of everything that you order from this catalog, except for those items that already are priced for CADU members. Thank you, Tim.
You're quite welcome, Bill, and thank you, folks. And just remember, call us, and we'll be glad to help you. Again, that phone number is 1-800-788-3320 is our toll-free number. And also, we have fax available, and it is the same number, 1-800-788-3320. 1-800-STUFF. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
I want to know where my Chevy is, Ferris. I want to drive my Chevy, Ferris.
Life is completer in a Chevy.
Ferris has my 58 Chevy, and I want it. Or I'm going to throw a fizzy fit. I want to go to the Sonic Drive-In, Ferris.
Traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Okay, folks, I want to ask you to do something now that needs to be done. Herb Fleschner in Hickory, North Carolina, has been arrested and charged with conspiracy to defraud the federal government. Why? Simply because he was holding meetings and teaching people the real law, and they were going and detaxing themselves. Now, that comes under the First Amendment, the right of free speech. Freedom of assembly, freedom of speech. If he was doing something illegal, they would have arrested him for not filing and not paying taxes, but since that's not illegal, they're trying to get at him another way. Of course, he'll be acquitted. He'll be acquitted. And they do this every year to people like us, simply to scare the rest of you sheeple into filing and paying and not even attempting to learn the real law. So the Hickory, North Carolina Daily Record, the Hickory Daily Record will not even run the story because the powers that be don't want the local people there to know what's really going on. So I'm going to give you the 800 number of the Hickory Daily Record. I want you to all write it down. And tomorrow, I want you to start calling the Hickory Daily Record and call them the treasonous, dirty, hog-sucking pigs that they are if they don't print the real truth and the real news and print this story. The number is 1-800-222-8163. 1-800-222-8163. And we're not worried about Herb going to jail. He's not going to jail. But we are worried about the press not printing the truth. And that's why we're in the process of buying Gannett Company Incorporated. And if you haven't purchased your stock, do it. For those of you who have and have sent in proxies, the proxies are on the way. Your vote will count. 1-800-222-8163. That's 1-800-222-8163.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean.
Listen carefully, Dan.
Very healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream,
Brill Cream,
Brill Cream,
Brill Cream. A little dab will do ya. Brill Cream, you look so better there. Brill Cream, the gals will offer to ya. They'll help you get your fingers in your hair. Brill Cream, a little dab will do ya. Or watch out, the gals will offer to ya.
Get Brill Cream today.
Well, just in case you're a new listener, I collect old commercials. We do not endorse any of the products that you hear on these old commercials. We play them merely for my enjoyment, for your enjoyment. We get a lot of letters from people telling us how much they really appreciate the old commercials that we use every once in a while. I want to tell you about our center here in St. John's, Arizona. I'm going to give you the address, street address. It's the Kaji Research Center and Library, 165 East Commercial Street. That's 165 East Commercial Street, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. 165 East Commercial Street, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. The phone numbers are, for the regular voice number, 602-337-2562. That's 602-337-2562. When we're on the air, you will not be able to call that number. The fax number is 602-337-2524. That's 602-337-2524. The BBS number, which is not online yet, we haven't moved the computers over yet, 602-337-2592. That's 602-337-2592. When we're on the air, all of these numbers will be busy because we use them in the broadcast. The voice number we use to link up with the satellite. The fax number is the call-in line. So I might as well tell you that again. The call-in line while we're on the air is 602-337-2524. That's 602-337-2524. And the BBS number when we're on the air will be used for a guest when we have a guest to call in on that line. And eventually we'll be able to, we're rigging the studio now so that when we have a guest on a phone line, you'll also be able to call in and talk to the guests. We've never been able to do that before. So, very shortly, the center will be open to the public. We hope that when you take your vacations and you pass through Arizona, if you live nearby, that you plan a stop in St. John's and come in and use our facilities. We'll be taping a television show, which will be on satellite later this year. And we're doing great things here, folks. I want to thank all of you who have helped us, all the CAGI members who have certainly pulled their share of the load, at least most of them. and all of the other people who have helped make this dream come true, not only for us, but for many other people. Later in the year, either the last week in July or the first week in August, we will have a convention here for CAGI members and anybody else who wants to come, and I will be telling you about that later. So reserve your vacation times now for the last week in July or the first week in August. If you have 2 weeks coming, take them both. Take a week for yourself and take a week for CAGI. Okay, folks, now let me see here. What have I got here? Oh, yeah, here it is. I think. No, it isn't. I have to go back here. Here's a public service announcement from Tim Les Brantz and the girls running for Homecoming Queen.
Oh, you need puff, puff, puff. You make a puff for butter. Marshmallow puff and lots of peanut butter. First you spread, spread, spread your bread with peanut butter and marshmallow fluff and have a fluffernutter. When you enjoy, enjoy, enjoy your fluff and peanut butter, you're glad you have enough for another fluffernutter.
Well, I want to thank you all for your kind attention during this broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Our first live broadcast from our new studios and research center and library and television studios. I cannot forget that. In St. John's, Arizona. We're all pretty happy around here. Now we're going to eat the rest of the pizza and potato chips and drink the rest of the coffee. And I'll go home and sit up all night, I guess. So, I want to thank everybody. You can all go back to what you do best. Good night, and God bless you all.
Get all the facts before you start yours. Yeah! Arkansas woman gives birth to bride, groom, and entire wedding party.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy. I just hope they
can have
wedding
cakes
around.
The National Supermarket Checkout Exam. Mine's as needed examining wants to know.
And you can keep your TV show by 6 minutes.
Life form.
Guitar and plus, don't be cruel. Hip house in an uproar.
Yeah, these hymns are just mesmerized. Don't hardly lay it on no more. Spending all the time just listening to that old rooster sing. I mean, they're exploding all over the place. Yeah, they're really fighting for them little pimp cars they sold them every time or two. Heck, I ain't complaining, though. You just give me the keys and give me.